I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Buying you for your fucking hair. 200 for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress. So bring your ass up down them stairs. Shit because you wear it. Impressed because you know I care. Bitch, you know you love it here. That's why you keep on coming there. Your nigga can't compete, I swear. He tried but now he look too weird, baby. I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Find you for your fucking air. For your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair. You running out of shoes to wear. So I bought you another pair.
I'll come and slap at 8 p.m.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on it since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? Listen to me talking, it's not DNA ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now. The bodies that you called before, they don't make me mad or insecure. I'm good. 1,000 on your fucking hair. 200 on your fucking nail. Yeah. This shit feel like a fairy tale. I swear, I'll make them open up Chanel. I'm a stand-up guy like Dave Chappelle. You about to break the spell. For real. Tell that nigga that you down with him. Girl, who cares if he gon' take it well, you're done.
$2,000 on your fucking rent.
Like a round of applause, but,
cause I got money to be spent. $200 on your fucking nails.
That's what you spent on them, bro?
Or used to. So I bought you another pair.
$2,000 on your fucking bell.
$1,000 on your fucking hair now.
Okay.
$300 on the fucking shoes. Cause bitch, you ain't got a fucking clue.
Okay.
I told you all the shit you knew.
Okay. I hear you.
Been told your ass we were through now.
But you know, I keep knowing I ain't gonna do that. Bless y'all.
Oh, one time, the worst one shit time. I've ever heard in my life.
One time,
life.
One time. Yeah. Your album still ain't out, so I would have hit. I'll be giving people the sample.
Cut that out.
This nigga, yeah, man. Crew Season Podcast, episode 168. We are here.
Yes, sir. Wow. 168. Ciento sesenta y ocho.
All right, goddammit. Kenny T is in the building.
He here. Everybody here.
OT is in
What's
the building.
What's good? What's good?
Y'all know who it is.
Teacher LAC, man. Another episode of Crew Season Podcast, man. How y'all boys doing, man, before we get started?
Feeling good, y'all. Feeling good. Been up all day, wired up. No sleep.
Don't lie to the people. Don't lie to the people.
I took a sleep before the pub, but I've been up all day.
But aside from that.
Because of that.
Look here, man. Last night was some legendary shit that happened, man, in the city, man. 3,000 asses in seats at the Marriott Marquis, man, at the live show. It's a nice conversation, man. If y'all wasn't there, you missed it. You did, man. Salute to everybody that was there. Salute to everybody that came up to the table and kicked it with us, man, and bought merch and bought candles and bought hoodies and bought sweaters and all of that good stuff, man. Hats and everything. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. Everybody we chopped it up with, man. It's nice to see y'all in person, man. Houston was beautiful last night.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, and we hurting this morning or this tonight because of it. Now, why it takes so Sound long good. To recover when we get a little older, man?
I don't know, man.
Take who long? It don't take me long at all.
Yes, it does. Shit. It takes you literally a whole weekend.
I got evidence.
Over there lying, man. You up and moving the next day.
I got video footage that says,
you know what I'm saying?
Show me the footage.
You left a trail. Which time? You know what I'm saying? Which time?
That was back in my younger days. I'm older.
Shit, man. But today, man, we here. Let's start with some bullshit, man, right out the gate. Drea recently.
Oh, damn.
We recently covered it when it was rumored that they was dating each other. Her and Jalen Green, 22-year-old guard for the Houston Rockets, were dating each other. And it was a rumor at that point. Now news just came out that she's pregnant. Mm. So before we go any further, I'm going to play a clip to where she was talking about wanting to, or the prospect of having another kid. And then we're going to respond to it.
Any more kids or are you done?
Damn.
Second.
What the hell?
Instagram be doing that, brother. Hold on. One second, man. We almost there.
You want any more kids or are you done?
Oh, yeah. I want more kids.
Like how many?
Like one, I think.
So, like the person you're dating, you see like a future with them?
I think the question you were asking me is if I wanted more kids, and I feel like I want more kids, and I feel like at this point in my life, right, the relationship is amazing to have, right, but that's not what I'm basing having a kid on, because I'm very non-traditional. I feel like you can co-parent without being in a relationship. Maybe just two people say, hey, you want a kid, I want a kid, let's just have a kid, and like, let's just
really
see.
So you would
I'm very
that?
Like free spirit. I'm very open and just
very free spirited. I'm very open. I don't necessarily need a relationship to have the kid.
Okay.
Now, on the cusp of that, she's rumored to be pregnant by Jalen Green. Now, of course, this hit the timeline, and, you know, you got people having predatory accusations, saying that because she's 39, he's 22, that there's some predatory behavior going on. Did you have some people comment on this video saying that's a very reckless way of thinking, especially at 39 years old? I want to get y'all thoughts on, first off, what she said, and then how it actually played out in reality.
Speechless.
That's how it played out. Speechless. Ain't no way, dog. How old is she? 39?
39.
And Jalen is what?
22.
Hey, bro, like I remember us coming on this pod saying, when you're 22, y'all don't know better than all that. But I'm taking all that shit back. I'm taking all that shit back.
That's dead ass. That's,
you understand me? Literally. We live in the age of information. We live in the age where, you know what I'm saying, teenagers making millions of dollars or being super famous and all this crazy ass shit, bro. And with him, obviously he's been famous in his bracket for a long time. So I know he's been having people that, hey, look, watch for this, watch for that. You understand me? Don't destroy yourself doing all this shit here. This woman just vividly said before she even got pregnant, look, hey, I'm just looking to hook me one. That's basically what she was saying.
Mm.
You understand me? I need my life taken care of for the next 20 years. You understand me? And I have one maybe. So that's hooking somebody. And I'm a free spirit and all that. As soon as she had that baby, it's over with, son. So, and I need you to understand all them contracts. You might as well cut off 30% and get straight to her before taxes. You're finished. Mm. Don't get traded out of Houston. Don't get traded out of fuck that. Don't even get traded out of Texas. Your ass go somewhere because you know we lenient on tax laws and all that type of shit. Laws. You understand? Yeah. We lenient. Don't get your ass traded up out of here. Because the moment you do, yeah, we might see you on one more contract, then you're gonna be out the league. Yeah, so damn, man. But I don't blame her. She doing what she's supposed to do. She found her sucking and licking. Hey, you did your thing. I actually applaud your hustle. I applaud your hustle. You understand? I don't know too many women just having their kid when they goddamn 19 with somebody that's so, you know what I'm saying? And then come back 39, you hook a young basket, not only not an old star, you hook a new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? New young, fresh on the line. Gotta give you a, you need to write a book, girl. You need to write a different book.
Cole T, what's your thoughts on that mindset? I don't really need a relationship. I mean, if we could just have somebody, we could have a kid, and we could just do our thing that way. I'm more of a free spirit. What's your thoughts on that?
That's tough. I do understand today there are different ways that you can have a family and raise a family. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But this situation, I just simply don't agree with. And it's not even, forget Drea. Like, from him as a young basketball player, bro, to have that responsibility that early, you know what I mean? Like, especially with somebody that you're not building a family with, we got to be more careful just in general.
Right.
Just in general, man. I don't care how fine she is. I don't care what type of superstar she is. Like, that, when you, I don't know, man. We just got to do a better job with protecting our legacy. And just protecting our seed and stop being so reckless. Because like I said again, forget her. Like she gonna do what she do. She gonna prey on the weak, take advantage of the situation, do what she got to do to set herself up. Like it's obvious. The play is there. She can say she like him, don't like him, whatever. I think everybody can see through that. You have no business dating a 22-year-old. Y'all have nothing in common outside of some sex. Like her kid is his age. She, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, come on, bro. That's just, to me, I don't agree with it. They two adults. They're going to do what they're going to do. She can, you know, have their lifestyle. I mean, because even Kenny one time mentioned, like, maybe shit, that shit might not be for him and co-parenting just might be a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, some things you definitely understand because if it got to work that way, if that's what you believe may be the best situation to grow in, it may not be ideal, but if you're able to work together and, you know what I'm saying, and raise a child, a healthy child and all that stuff, you know, I get it. A lot of people have those type of situations set up cool. But it's just, I don't know, it's just hard, man. It's just, you don't want to see another basketball player like that just fall victim to, like, a stereotype. Wow. You're going to just have reckless kids and just baby mama here, baby mama there. Like, you never want to see somebody that then got to the big stage and then do something like that.
Mm.
You just hate to see it, especially somebody young, you know? It's just ugly. The whole situation just ugly. It just don't look right.
You know what I can say, though? I can tell you this. All the young girls that's coming up in the game and looking for the Drea come up, he ain't out the game yet. He on pause right now. He'll be back on the market soon. You had your shot, so you better go talk to Drea and see how to snatch
it. I mean, it's, you know, we in a wild culture, but you know, I think we done spoke on this before as far as the reason that a lot of these young athletes keep falling for the same seven women. I think when they're growing up, these are the women who are seen as a status symbol. Drea is famous, you know, she's been fine forever. Let's put that on the table. But he's around a lot of attractive women. That doesn't mean anything. He plays in Houston, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's around a lot of attractive women, but I think, you know, growing up, there's certain women who represent a status symbol. Drea would be one of those. So he's probably been watching us since he was young and was like, man, like, if I ever get that opportunity, I'm going to dive in that head first. Raw, apparently. So at first I used to be confused about that. I used to be like, bro, like, y'all famous. Like, it's a bunch of attractive women in y'all city. Why don't y'all just get somebody that nobody know? But unfortunately, in the era we in, getting somebody who would be seen as a status symbol can lift your profile. Let's just be honest. Houston ain't been winning shit, even though Jalen been hooping. So he ain't really got the, you know, status, a world, you know, known status like he could be having. But now that he's linked to Drea, that's about to pick up. You know what I'm saying? So,
but the older baddie, like, you're 22. You got a fresh crop. Like, all around your age. All these new women rappers and singers and stuff like that. Fresh.
Even new vixens. Ripe. Shit in the streets, right?
You know what I'm saying? Fresh, ripe crop.
But yeah, but is he going to fall into that same trap? At least Drea got money. More money than these new fresh crop got.
That's real. He would have to sponsor them. You're right.
And she already got two kids, so this would be her third one. So, I mean.
Damn.
I mean, you got to choose wisely. I
wouldn't go that way at all, but.
I mean.
What you think about that mindset, though, Kenny, that I'm a free spirit. I don't really care about being in the union right now. I'm more so concerned with, you know, being a good co-parent if necessary. Like, what you think about that mindset?
Well, she was already married at one time. I think that plays a role in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was married to an athlete before, Landale Scandrick. So, I mean. I think that might play into a role of her wanting to be tied down, but she wants another kid. That's the phase she went through. And maybe she found somebody, Jalen Green, that he wanted a kid, and they just, some people just bond. I mean, even the age doesn't even stop people from bonding. You know, some people just bond with a certain individual, no matter the age group. Mm. I mean, it's rare, but it happens. And maybe they just had that connectivity where they just, when they're together, they vibe, and they know they're going to go and do their own thing when they want to. But right now, they want to be with each other. And so it happens that a baby came out of this because, you know, motherfuckers going to start fucking without protection. And I'm pretty sure that's a scenario that he played through his head and was like, if this happened, I'm going to want to keep the baby.
I'll be cool with it.
I got money.
But and that's what I don't like.
I got money. If I got to pay child support, I'll pay child support.
That's what I don't like.
And he's probably like, well, she's got money anyway, so maybe the child support might not hit me that hard. I'm willing to take that chance rather than have a baby with a new video vixen and ain't got shit on her, and they come at me and say, oh, you the superstar, and she live on 8th Street.
She live at her mom's house on the couch.
You need to give her $100,000 a month right now.
Yeah, the penthouse.
Instead of Drea, she might only request $20,000. She might not request anything. She mm-hmm. might have to pay. I don't know. That's probably not gonna happen. But mm-hmm. you know, I think you gotta weigh the options now. I mean, that's why a lot of, like, I look at the industry now, I think that's why a lot of these famous people pass each other around, because a lot of them are used to it. They know how the game goes.
Right.
They know how the money travels, they know who's in, who's out. You know, what's going on. And like I said, a lot of this might be media play too. Well, like you say, media play. There's always those media relationships that are mm-hmm. out there. They're forced.
All right.
And they just play it for how long it is. And, you know, yeah. It is what it is. I think it's hard to, I really truly think it is hard to raise a family where two parents are on each side of the fucking world. And now we got to share who gets a child at this time, who gets a child at that time. If y'all not even in the same city or same state, I mean, you got to fly back. I mean,
it's tough.
Dating, tough. Though? Dating, I get. Having a baby, though, we just got to be more responsible. That's all. I get it. You want to, she was always somebody maybe on your hit list or somebody you always thought was attractive, you wanted to be next to, cool. But come on, man. That's it.
Jalen might be an old soul. He might have an old soul.
No.
Hell no. He goes in there stroking for his life. Think about no bomb. But I mean, at the end of the day, though, speak to the quote unquote predatory piece. Do you feel like 39 versus 22 is a bit too substantial of an age difference?
That man old enough to drink. Old enough to drink, old enough to gamble, old enough to do whatever you want with his seed. If you ain't developed nothing yet in your mind, especially being an athlete, to say, hey, this is an older woman. I mean, hey, and she's younger, but he's still considered an adult.
So it ain't no bail to shoot him on that.
No.
Grown man made a decision. Yep.
You made your decision.
At the end of the day. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm more putting on him millions. Than her. Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure he got people around, like financial advisors around him. His goddamn teammates is telling him, the OGs, that's the teammates, his manager, mom and dad, old coach. You understand me? He got people around him, you know what I'm saying, that shot him some game.
Right.
And that's the decision he decided to roll with, that, hey, whatever come from that is on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my issue. No, I ain't shooting no more young niggas, no bail, bro. None. Zero.
I just hope he be smart with his money for the time being, because that's what a lot of NBA players, once they get out of the league, you know what I'm saying, they go broke in the first, like, say, 3-4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So that money don't always last. You can be up millions, and that should be gone in a couple of years because of all the expenses that you've accumulated throughout that time. I think a lot of athletes just, you're like, oh, I got it. I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get it. You know, it's, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But, shit, a lot of them really be living check to check.
Yeah.
Niggas was getting loans and all that stuff when they had that lockout. Mm-hmm. Niggas was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas was hurting.
Yeah, insurance scams.
Because so much money, that even though they making millions, like, they low-key was living check to check as well. Paying for expense, you know what I'm saying?
Now he got a baby mom with a clothing line. He could just join forces with her, start a men's clothing line her brand. And
hey, I mean, we laughing, but
start a child clothing line with a new baby. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Just,
come through and win. Yeah,
I just hope.
So I'm gonna look at the bigger picture. I gotta eat off this somehow. Yeah. Your name, I gotta eat off your name just like you about to eat off my name.
I hope he can. That's all. I just hope he can.
Yeah.
And at that point, I need 30%. And be honest with you, if I get a new contract, I might be the bigger names. So I might need 50.
That's real. But yeah, we gonna I agree, man. I mean, I've been seeing the predatory talk, and I can't buy it. Don't get me wrong, at 22, 21, you do make some dumb decisions, but you are cognizant of them.
Especially when you pay like that.
Yeah, and just like y'all said, he got vets on that team that be talking to him. Like, they got, you know, rookie symposiums and things of that nature. But he got vets that he traveled with on a day-to-day basis with him, been in the league 15 years, 16 years, telling you, hey, young boy, this how you need to move. Don't do this, do that, da-da-da-da. So when you that grown and you want to do what you want to do, and we all done been there. We all done been dealing with somebody that maybe everybody around us be like, bro, what the hell is you doing? Like, that's not the wave. You see what I'm saying? But you be like, I hear you, but this is what I want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. The difference is that he done got her pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So with that, you got to step up and, you know, take care of your responsibilities. But he can't realistically look in the mirror and say, I didn't know better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many people around him telling him better. And we done lived a lot of life, like Smooth said, we in the information era. Same way he been studying Drea all these years and waiting on the opportunity. He done been examining people that done been in that same type of situation, that done fumbled about and got a chick pregnant out of nowhere. And boom, boom, it's like, so he done seen it. But again, when you got that glow and when you got that new money and you got those new options available to you and that type of situation presents itself, most people going to dive at that, bro. And it's just unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? You could only pray they come out unscathed, but he didn't. So good luck. Prayers to all parties involved. But we're going to keep it pushing, man. Speaking on the topic of fumbling, there's a woman speaking on how she fumbled a good man. I'm going to play this clip, man. I want to get y'all take on
always.
Y'all thoughts on it?
It wasn't. I don't know who needs to hear.
Okay, it's doing it again. Just 1 second to get it together. Damn.
It wasn't even dating. Well, yeah, you could say that. So I just couldn't make time for the first guy. He was a good man. He's in a medical field, no kids, single. He was a good man, but our work schedules was so messed up. But then I met my baby daddy, and we worked together. He was my work husband. He started off as my work husband. Then I kind of strayed away from the first guy and started really focusing on my baby daddy, thinking I found my Prince Charming. That was one goofball mistake. Fast forward to now, he's getting married, and he's a good man. He's a good man. Great provider. Great, like, and then here's me being a single mother of two, hurting for certain, being this independent. Ooh, you know, I'm a survivor. You know what? Just put a red nose on me and call me King Ronald McDonald. King goofball of the motherfucking century.
Jesus. Fumbling, great men. Oftentimes women don't admit to that, but I think the interesting part about what we just watched, she leaned into it. She didn't make no excuses. She didn't do nothing. She said, look, I had something good, man, but, you know, I just was focused on what was more in front of me than what I know was better for me. I'm going to get y'all take on that, man. Do y'all feel like this is a common theme?
Hey, man. She said she wanted a good man, and the Lord showed her what a good man really is. Yeah, good man. It was all in her face, but he didn't have that time. He was working on something that could have changed both of their lives. Well, it was already changing his lives, but changed her life too. She said, "No, I want Fun Randy. Fun Randy running the streets with me. I know where Fun Randy at too. He at work with me, so me and him got the same schedule. And now you get out there with Fun Randy. Randy fun at work, but you don't know Randy how you need to know Randy. Randy plug your ass up with that first baby. Now you gotta deal with Randy. Now you fucking Randy in sorrow. You fucking Randy in sorrow.
Damn.
In your misery. And now y'all had y'all second baby. And now you can't take it no more. So now you leave Randy. And now Randy the baby daddy, they ain't doing shit. And then you start looking back at the other side to see if he got time for you now. But he getting married now. You heard it in her voice. He getting married.
Mm-hmm.
She was hurt.
That was a good man, Savannah.
She saw
good
her
man.
Life
good man.
Slip out of her grasp. All because of her stupid ass decisions. Because she couldn't wait. She couldn't keep that hot ass in the house. And then Randy got a piece of that ass and tore a whole world of shambles. Now she at Hell Gates for the next 30 years. But I'm glad she woke up though and told her the truth about what happened.
Somebody
she put some real holy water on smooth.
She the Hell's Gates.
Next 30 years.
30 years.
30 years in the Hell's Gate.
Next
wow.
30 years.
Look at
what's wrong with it, dude.
Oh, man. What's your thoughts on it, baby? She said, you know, I had me a good one, dog. Great man, great provider, you know, great conversation, great this, great that. But he was a little ways away from me, and I didn't really want to wait. I had something right in front of me that I thought was going to be my dream guy. But now I'm just a single mother of two just trying to be strong. What's your thoughts on how that? Do you feel like that's a common theme?
Absolutely. It goes back to that instant gratification. I don't think it seems like a lot of women don't like to look too far ahead. They need it right now or within the next couple of weeks. So it got to be something where it's in close range and within its arm's reach.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, the long play, that's hard, bro. I don't see it getting better anytime soon, especially with today, how society is. Everybody, you know, is shit more than a microwave society. It's instant. Pull up my phone, go into DMs, boom, boom, boom. Like, it's so many things you can do just right now instead of having to invest in it.
Right.
And it seems as if, not all women, but it seems as if how it's going, like, they don't have any patience with anything. That's why even when they do have a good man, they don't know what to do with him. They don't. They've never been taught how to deal with a good man. How do you nurture? How do you feed? How do you pour into a good man? Because a good man requires a lot of maintenance, a lot. Because he's juggling so many things, making sure, you know, house is in order, home is in order. He may have something on the outside. He got to take care of family stuff. Like, he is the head of not just your household, but a lot of things most times. We're talking about a good man. He has his hands in many aspects of his life. So because of that, you as his wife, as his partner, should be supporting him and feeding into him, pouring into him, helping him in whatever way you can to alleviate anything that's going on. You should be helping him. But it's too much of me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. I need this now. I need this. I need that. I need this. Instead of focusing on what he's doing and helping him out, because he's helping you. You don't see he's really helping you.
Mm-hmm.
But because he may not be doing it directly,
mm-hmm.
you don't feel it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of times the issue. And the man, you know, we thinking long term. We thinking the next 5 years. The small stuff, day-to-day stuff, a lot of times, we kind of sweeping it under the rug. We're not thinking about that because we 5 years ahead of the game. But they want stuff like right now. They want the purse. They want the shoes. They want a trip. Like, that can wait.
So you got a trip.
We're building something. We're building. Like that other shit, that's gonna slow us down. We gotta get to the destination first. And it seems like, You know, if the vision ain't clear to them, if it don't make sense to them, I got to do what's best for me. And that's Randy, like Smooth said, because he's right here. I can feel him. I can see him. I can touch him. He's available. Versus my man who is working to provide a roof over my head and things like that. It's crazy. It's a crazy game.
Damn. Fumbling, Kenny. Fumbling.
I don't think she fumbles shit.
Mm.
What?
She said it was a long-distance relationship, right? The guy she was talking about. I preach don't even do long-distance relationships. I think she fucked up by fucking with the guy she worked with. Mm-hmm. Why are we not talking about that?
That is a fact. I told you, I did.
That's where you messed up at. You don't mess with the person you're working with.
Never.
That's a failure right there. Now, the other guy that, you know, long distance away that y'all time just didn't add up, I don't think it was going to work out anyway. He might still be a good man. He just probably wasn't going to be the good man for you anyway in the long run. Y'all were already long distance. It's hard to work out long distance relationships. Mm-hmm. We know women need attention. That's a fact.
That's true.
So if she needed attention and she wasn't getting that from him, long distance, hey, go and find where you get attention at, but not at your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you have a good man, if he was that good, you should have done something to have him next to you in your life.
How do you know you have a good man?
Well, she said it.
She didn't know until afterwards. She see what he's doing for another woman.
Time reveals all.
She see what he's done for another woman through pictures, because I know she ain't talking to him.
Yeah.
And people can post, they doing. People can post good things, and on the back end, we all know how relationships look on the back end.
True. Did she say how long they was long distance?
Not, well, she said that she spoke from first person experience about how great of a guy he was, how great a provider he was, and things of that nature. But she said, again, he was just too far away. So that was the thing. Like, I guess they might have, he kind of came down, kicked it with her, or they visited each other for a minute, whatever, but it wasn't extensive. But yeah, that was the scenario. And then she was like, okay, you're too far away, but this dude right here at the job, right here. You know what I'm saying? So I done developed something with him, and he seemed nice too, and he's closer, so I'm gonna give him more, you know what I'm saying, more of my time and energy. And then it went left.
Yeah, Randy was the circus master, and she just became the clown. She became the clown.
I don't know.
Yeah, girl, put that on.
I'll tell you but what
I,
it is.
I get that though.
Go ahead, though.
No, I forgot about that little piece. My bad. Mm-hmm. But that is important. Like that distance, especially with women. Shit, men too. I want you to be here physically. And shit, my situation worked because I think we made the time and the effort to do it. So I guess it was just how, I'm wondering how often they saw each other. Mm-hmm. Like if they only seen each other once every 3 months or something like that, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm good at being a part-time great man.
That's true. Full time. That's a different story.
I don't want to clock in for that. I only propose 20 hours a week. You want 40?
Find somebody else to do it.
I'm just saying. Find somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I think, but I mean, we laughing, but that's real. I think man, a lot of people are too lazy for a good person. And what I mean by that is that, it's like O was saying, it's going to be a different amount of work that I'm going to have to put into that. Right, but if I'm dating somebody that is beneath me, then I can fumble the ball. I can be neglectful here. I don't have to bring my A game every day, and I'm still going to qualify to be with this person. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it because deep down I feel like I'm doing them a favor by being here. But if I'm dealing with somebody that's great and they doing constantly great shit, being thoughtful and considerate and, you know, all of these things consistent, mm-hmm. Now I'm forced to be that way or else I look inept.
Scurry away.
Mm-hmm. So in order to not look inept, and because I don't feel like doing the work and I'm too lazy to be the person that I know that I need to be for this person, I'd rather distance myself and go be with somebody beneath me so I can give half-ass effort and still be looked at and put on a pedestal. And I think men and women mm-hmm. suffer from that, if we're going to be real, right? Because like I said before, it's certain women to where, you know, I got to have I's dotted and T's crossed or I don't even need to be entertaining her. If my money mm-hmm. not right, my situation not set up, my infrastructure not set up, I don't need to be nowhere near this woman. They don't get me wrong, they ain't gonna stop us from trying. But deep down, we know, yeah, I'm not really ready for this. Mm-hmm. But I go deal with some hoes or whatever that I know I can just, you know, show up, give bare minimum. Just like, oh, I always say all the time, you know, you impressed by me opening doors and pulling out seats and shit.
Which
and
is
I
can, crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And I can be a god to you. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm really giving half-assed bare minimum effort, but you don't know no better. Because you are beneath me in terms of what we qualify for. So I think a lot of people rather take the easy route. And to me, that sounds like what she did. Because she know he was a good man before she even got the two kids. And before she knew she was a good man when they was dating, right?
but are you willing to do the work that it's going to take to be with that man? And despite the distance, I mean, we could use distance as an excuse, but, you know, niggas is grown. Move.
Bruh. That's my only thing, bro. If you see somebody that's a good person, y'all doing y'all thing, bro, why y'all ain't had that conversation about moving?
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard decision in this climate. That's a hard decision.
And hustlers gonna hustle.
You ain't got the fun, young.
She making $100,000, and he said, "Okay, somebody got to move." And he say, "Okay, we'll move."
Hustlers gonna hustle.
Man, that's context. She said he's a great provider. Now continue.
Until he don't want to provide no more.
And he ain't right. You see what I'm saying?
They get down there. He like, shit, why the hell is she here? You know what? This ain't working out. I just moved my whole life here for you.
Well, I mean, that's a chance you take, though.
That's a big gamble.
It is.
That's a very big gamble.
Hey, getting married to be in a relationship is a big gamble.
So what's a bigger gamble? Let me ask this. What's a bigger gamble? You moving to try it out with somebody and it don't work?
or
you marry somebody and it don't work? What's the bigger gamble?
Hold on. Time out. We got to put, you marry the person that's in your city and it don't work.
It don't matter who you marry. It don't matter. It don't matter where they at. Y'all done took the time and you marry this person.
Well, it's got to have both. Because if we're saying you move and you marry him, then it's going.
Okay. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's got to be equal negative. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say you move to Chicago with somebody, right? And the shit don't work. Versus you marry somebody here.
And
but
it
this
don't,
shit
work.
Don't work.
It still is not going to work.
I still have my financial foundation. I still around family that I know, and I still can maneuver. I still have coping mechanisms to help me get through that.
So you went up to
if I'm in Chicago and I get married up there, and I have a job up there, but it's not the job that I was working when I'm down here. So it's probably not the job that I really want. I just got it just so I could be close to her, and we don't work out. I have nobody else up there that I'm cool with in Chicago.
I understand it.
I don't have no family. I have no foundation. I'm just here. Now I'm really miserable because I just up and rooted myself from everybody that I love, been love for this person that I thought I was in love with, and they're not there.
I get it.
I'll tell you what, though. I would equate it to like somebody taking a career risk, right? Like if the opportunity is great enough, we going to do what we got to do to go at least see it out. Right. Mm-hmm. So if it's a job up there, it might be paying $50,000 more than what you're making. But, you know, let's say you're going to work in Wyoming or somewhere where there ain't no nightlife. You're away from all your family. You know, it's really boring up there, according to what people tell me. I ain't never been, but that's what people tell me. Right. They say it's boring up there. But it's $50,000 more in pay. Right. A lot of times we're going to be like, you know what? That's a lot of money in pay. Let me at least go see it, test it out and make sure that it's, you know what I mean? So I think in that situation, she's saying these things now because she's looking back on it in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was that great of an opportunity for her, in my opinion. Because if it is,
she would have thought about it.
We going to at least try to see it out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she didn't try to do that.
Regardless of the play out of the situation.
Exactly. Because don't get me wrong, a job is a job, bro. Like, we can go find a job. And I'm not saying tomorrow. Right. But I'm saying if we dating and we chopping it up, we could have like a, hey, man, 2-month plan. Okay, I'm about to start looking for positions out there. Maybe the company I'm at got a base out there. Let me try to transfer. Let me try to work something. If you are just that great. Because, again, great people in this climate, we spoke about it a lot, are not that easy to run across. So if I find something that's that great, I got to at least go try it out. But she didn't feel the need to do that. And I think that's where the issue is. Also, a lot of times we be feeling like we got all the time in the world for good people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, we may be dealing with somebody that's like we got a lot of chemistry with, cool as hell. They solidified in their career and all of that, whatever, whatever. But we still out in the streets and we still out chasing what's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh, she's great. He's great. Whatever. But this right here seems exciting. It's fun. It's right in front of me. And this great person is a good ways away. So I'm going to still just try to entertain it because I know, hey, man, that great person going to be there, man. Like they, you know. But the thing about great people is that they are great people. And
everybody,
the likelihood of
them great.
Exactly. So when you do that, you give other people the opportunity to see how great they are, like that girl did in this video, and married his ass.
Snatched him up.
Now he's off the market. Now you sitting up here playing with what's fun, and now you got two kids out of wedlock and trying to be an independent woman. Right.
That's so how it be.
We got to stop thinking that we got time for great people. Great people is not going to wait for you forever. And that's just real. So when you do that, you're giving them the opportunity to run into somebody who's ready to capitalize on how great they are right now, not on somehow get around to it. And that's what she fell victim to.
Damn. Fumble.
It's crazy, gang.
So, I got a quick question. Mm-hmm. Ask y'all. Because I've, you know, there's been a lot of women who have fumbled.
Did what?
Have fumbled. I.
Funded.
Fumble. Have fumbled.
Fumbled you?
He.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm saying is, asking is, though, no, but if someone were to fumble you or, yeah, it's basically if somebody fumble you, mm-hmm. and then they go on and for this person, example, she have two kids by somebody she no longer want to be with and things like that. Does that speak to kind of who you could have been, who you were in that moment when y'all dated? Or does that speak to more to that person?
So she let me go to go mess with somebody and she became a baby mama.
Right.
That's more her character. Get out of here, baby. You threw yourself to the streets. You threw yourself to the streets. And somebody street sweeper. Shout out to old boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey. That's what that was, man. Hey, man, fuck all that. If somebody throw you to the streets, bro, and they like become turmoils, like they become baby mama or baby daddy, whichever one it is, and goddamn me, they try to double back and try to, because you know when people double back, they try to left off right at the good moment y'all left off at. You understand me? Nah, fuck all that, man. It's time to destroy them, especially if you didn't get no payback to them. Get, man, destroy their ass and send their ass back to the streets, too.
Yeah, what you think? What you
think, Kenny? I don't know, man. I think it depends on the time I was in my life. Because at a younger age, and I say somebody fumbled me, I was a terror at my younger age. So, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, I wasn't ready for shit. So whatever they got into, for then to now, I think it's just a timing thing. Like you got to look at yourself, evaluate yourself as who you were as a person then too. And would you have really accepted being married or accepted the relationship that you was giving them at the time? Mm-hmm. And 99.99% of the time, I wasn't ready anyway. So, no, I don't think they fucked up. I think it's just the timing that they figured there might have been something better out there, just like I figured there was something better out there. And maybe I could have fumbled something back in my day. I don't know. I don't keep up with exes. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, you know? But that's just my mindset.
So sometimes you'll question yourself, like, was it me? Or was it them?
Oh, I always question myself when something goes wrong. Because I know I've done something wrong. If something really goes wrong, I know what happened. I know I could have done better doing this, or I should have been better doing that. Or they could have done better doing something. But the only thing I can control is me and how I react to things and the actions that I give to somebody else. And that's all I really worried about.
Yeah, I think the problem with that, like, was it me? I think, again, it speaks to timing, because if I wasn't who I needed to be, sure, I could have turned into it real quick and put a mask on for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how long would that last? If that's not what my real intentions are, if that's not what my, you know, real heart is, like, my heart is in the street. Like, we laughing, but my heart is in the streets. So I'm trying to see what my options available to me, whatever. I know you good, and I'm going to try to get in here because you good and try to be the man you need me to be, but that's only going to last so long. Eventually, I'm going to crush you. Because that mask can only be on so long before you start struggling to breathe in that motherfucker, man. And you got to be who you are. And then when that happens, now you done got invested. We might be a kid in. We got assets tied. And now I done shattered your heart because I was trying to be something to you that I know I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So I think time and play a role in it, especially when you're looking back. It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, man, and say, if I could go back, I'd do this, I'd do that, I'd do this. But reality is, we be overestimating ourselves because it's biased there.
It's as simple as, you know how close I could have been plenty of times to being a single father?
How many times, Kenny, you want to tell us?
Taught him.
Too many. Too many.
Oh, he said how many times, not how many seconds. Damn.
Straight up.
Nah, I'm just saying it's... a lot of it's been so close to where we could have been on the other side of that rope, dealing with baby mothers, being baby fathers, and all that shit. So, you know, it's kind of...
I ain't never been there.
Kind of got to evaluate your situation and, you know, kind of not try to downplay so many people about their situation.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of us in jail, incarcerated, and are free right now. Others got caught. We didn't.
That's very true.
That's a big fact.
It's very true. But yeah, you know, again, man, prayers to all parties involved. I think, you know, the unfortunate part about that, man, is that getting it wrong in that aspect it's expensive. It's very expensive. And I ain't even talking about money. I'm talking about time, effort, opportunity that you done passed up, because that's what's going to eat you up more than anything. You get to looking at your circumstances and be like, man, just one decision left, man. I could have been, you know, married and in a big house and dude, we thrive and we doing our thing. But yeah. I made one decision that cost me all of that, like fucking up. And again, that's why I hate the whole notion like, hey, man, you young, you got time.
You don't.
That's true.
Time is expensive as a motherfucker. So if you out there wasting it and out there messing with people that you know good in your heart you shouldn't be with, and she knows she shouldn't have been with the dude at the job. You could tell by when she said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I'm dating a guy at the job, man, but I didn't really have faith in it at first. But he turned out to be a good guy, and I started hoping that this was going to be my knight in shining armor. So you hoping in comparison to somebody that you feel damn near certain about. But you rolled the dice on hope. That dice roll is expensive as hell. And now she find out just how expensive it is.
Yeah, people don't understand, man. Seeing these youngsters, bro. 20 years old, like, you have a kid early, bro. Like, that affects your jobs. You understand me? It may not affect the opportunity that they give you. But when they give you the opportunity, you may not have nobody to watch your kid.
Right.
Or it may be something where you got to move away. You understand me? Or it may be something where you got to go on rotating shifts and you ain't got a good relationship with the baby daddy or the baby mother. You understand me? It's a lot of shit that play around them children, bro, that can destroy you. You understand me? And like you just said, damn, if I only did this, I'd be able to. I'm pretty sure it's plenty of people that didn't happen to. Or you can't take said promotion because it changed an hour.
Man.
Not 5 hours or right. anything like it changed an hour. It changed from 8 o'clock to 7. Now you can't take your kid to school.
Right.
And it throw off your whole
shit. Yeah, I'm saying it throw off your whole shit. So now you can't take the promotion because you also got to worry about your child. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that go around there, bro, that people don't be telling these people, bro, when they be doing all this shit. You understand me? Don't have no kid before you know, like you and no one's truly ready. No one, as far as financially and time wise and all that type of shit. But don't have no kid before you know you ready to understand what them conversations and them decisions gonna be. And a lot of people they don't understand the toll that's gonna take. You understand me? Because when you start to get adjusted with all that, bro, that start destroying you, bro. That shit start destroying you, especially when you got shit coming. Because you may have a kid. You may have just goddamn had your kid and shit, right? Your kid, yo. And now you got a promotion sitting on the table for you that you can't take because you got this kid. And it's going to throw off the timing. And now a motherfucker that you know shouldn't have a position on you. Get the position.
Because they got the time and the flexibility for
it. And you don't fuck with the person. So every day they trying to fuck with you to get you fired, and they your boss now.
You should have took the promotion.
You get what I'm saying?
Fuck them kids. Figure it out. We gonna get a babysitter. Something gonna happen. I can't afford losing my job because this motherfucker that's my boss trying to get me fired.
But at the same time, that's decisions that affect
right.
a lot. Mm. You get what I'm saying? And if they a great parent, they're not gonna take that decision no matter what it come with.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
We can dig even deeper, though. We can go to before the job in school. I know a lot of women who are smart as hell, mm-hmm. intelligent as hell,
mm-hmm.
you know, second, third year into their major, they're pregnant, and now they don't have as much time to study.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They don't have as much time. They're trying to get babysitters to go take exams. And things
dudes,
of that nature.
Too.
Dudes, too. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden, I was at a damn 3.8 GPA. Now I'm at a 2.1, fighting for my life in here. And a lot of them got to drop out. Because they trying to work and they trying to take care of a kid and it's just a lot to juggle. So this person who might have been destined to be a doctor or a lawyer now working at the goddamn Target. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the circumstance. That's how much that decision can throw your life off. Because she ain't got no help. She ain't got no rich parents or nobody. All of the weight was on her to go out there and you know what I'm saying, do her thing. But she went in that college, met a dude, and made one decision that cost her everything, bro. Don't get me wrong, like some women fight through it and graduate anyway, but again, we're not talking about the exception. We're talking about likelihood because a kid is a lot of goddamn work and time and effort, especially if you're raising it by yourself. Me and my old lady raising my daughter together, and it's a lot on me. So I could imagine by myself, no help at all, just trying to figure it out and try to maintain a 3.5 GPA and taking 16, 17 hours in school.
Most people are maintaining one hell of a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with your shit, top of the month.
Right.
All them days. Oh, come on, man.
Bro.
And I got to be a full-time parent. I got to, you know what I'm saying? I got to make time for this. I got to plan out all this shit. I got to make sure my kid in bed for this. I got to make sure the homework is done. I got to make sure we fed. I got to make sure everybody in bed. I got to make sure my job is right. Read over these. Bro, it is a lot.
Man, 24/7.
You get what I'm saying? Yes, that your mind's just running and running and running. You know what I'm saying? Even when you goddamn lay down, you know the moment that clock tell your ass to get up, you on go time.
Right now.
You get what I'm saying? Because you ain't got that much. So that's what they don't tell you, man. And that destroy our community.
Yep. It ain't just you. It ain't just you. Everything you're doing is for that person.
Yeah. And odds is, just the odds, your kid's going to grow up in the hood. Because that's all you're going to be able to afford for real. You understand me? We all know the numbers. That's all you're going to be able to afford, especially with no help from no man or from your baby mom. She just up and left. Odds is your kid gonna grow up in the hood, and as they get older, you get more time as far as like you could take these promotions because your kids can watch themselves and all that type of shit. But with taking that, your kid is now in the streets because they know you ain't home. You understand me?
And even further, complicates the dating process.
Come on, man.
Now, once that relationship is over, it's like you said, I got two kids trying to be a strong, independent woman out here. So it's a lot to take care of these kids. It's a lot trying to maintain my job, trying to pay my bills. And now I'm trying to date somebody, but I come with two kids and I can't even really focus on the dating process the way I need to because I'm trying to be a mother or I'm trying to work this, you know what I'm saying, this 12-hour shift over here, try to make sure that we got a roof over our shoulder. So it complicates everything, man. So that's why, you know, again, stop listening to people say you young. Man, young people make mistakes. Man, you got time. You got to listening to people. That's everybody who young listening to this part, bro, start moving right now. Because, again, I know every one of y'all listening got an OG in y'all life that's trying to tell y'all right. We all did. At least one person.
Yep.
It might not have been a parent. It might have been a teacher. It might have been a coach. It might have been motherfucking OG that work on cars down the block. They done told you, like, hey, don't do this, man. Don't do what I did. Or when you moving, you move this way, you move that way. And I know you young, and I know you think you got it all figured out, but you don't. Because like we saying, one decision could change the entire trajectory of your life, bro.
Just step back and look at everybody in your life. You understand me? If you ain't rich, bro, just look at the situations around you, bro. Mm-hmm. Or go talk with all of them and see what could have been, what should have been. And they'll tell you. They'll let you know what's real, especially when they in their 50s and, you know, I was going to be this, but I had to raise kids.
Man.
Oh, I was this and this. You know what I'm saying? I was smart in this. You understand me? Or you got that one auntie or uncle that's real smart, like really, really smart, help all the kids with the homework and all that type of shit. Go ask him what he should have been. He'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? Odds is he wouldn't have had a family and had to adjust his life to that accordingly. You understand me? Yep. He just ain't had time to go back to get the, you know, credentials to match his brain to move everything.
Yeah, my grandfather, before he passed, perfect example, he had a contract for the Pittsburgh Steelers for football.
Mm-hmm.
He had four kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, I'm not about to be on that road and leave my wife to raise these four boys by herself while I'm out there chasing my dream, especially back then, NFL weren't really paying like that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But again, that's an opportunity. He could have been an NFL Hall of Fame player. Everybody imported out the... You know what I'm saying? Tell me, hey, boy, your grandpa, though? Oh, my God. Boy, he was this. He was that. Oh, my God. But again, I had to pass that opportunity
because
I got four kids. So then he ended up working at the steel mill. Don't get me wrong. He ended up making some good money back then.
Right.
But again, he could have been NFL Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
That decision can change your trajectory. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more thing real quick. And people don't have to help you either when you have kids. Please understand that. Just because you had your kids, you looking around for help. No, people do not have to help you.
They wasn't helping you put that on you.
You know what I'm saying? People help you. Straight up.
They what?
People help you just out of love, out of just because I care for you and things like that. People be looking for handouts and want you to meet them halfway and work with me. And that's not guaranteed, baby, at all. You cannot expect people to just willingly... give you things or help you out just because you have a kid. People understand you made that decision, so you have to deal with whatever comes with that. If you can't get a babysitter, that's not on them. You got to figure that out. That's your child. You are responsible for that.
Yeah, it was your decision to put it back in when it slipped out.
There it is.
But now you want everybody in the room when you had your child. What the fuck going on here?
We gotta change our events because you got the kid.
You understand? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. Hell no.
We wasn't changing our events when you was bouncing on Randy. You left the event, if I don't recall. Nah, I ain't going out, hell girl. No.
Sunshine.
Ain't never had a bounce like that.
It was to the ceiling.
6'4" I dropped.
And now she bouncing all on that check every month.
Hey, it's tough sled, man. But prayers to all parties involved, man. We're gonna keep this thing pushing. It was a We gonna have a little fun, man. It was a woman talking about how she ghosted her date, mid-date, for another guy. Ooh. We'll play this clip, man. So I'll take on it.
I seen this.
Guys.
I don't know. God damn, they got 0 for 3 today.
Could come pick me up while I was out on a date with another guy. I text him an apology. I went to the bathroom. I said, I'm going to the bathroom. And my on and off again was outside. So I told the guy I was on a date with that I'll be back. I go to the restroom. I didn't go back. I went with my
the same thing.
I went with my
He was worried.
I was scared. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna if he's gonna beat the fuck out of me, blue face me, or if we good.
Somebody help me to understand, how is any of this funny? They're right now bonding over some traumatic negativity. I don't understand it. Like, how is that funny? Just skating out on a dude that was kind enough to take you on a date. He ain't have to, and then you just skate off with your ex. I don't understand it. And then you have women like that that get on podcasts and say, it ain't no good men out there. Are you sure about that? Because it looked like there's a lot of scandalous women out here.
Damn.
Mid-date.
I see what you're talking about now.
Thank you.
That's the good man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nah, but she likes violence.
Clearly.
I don't know if you've been to blue face me, smack the shit. God damn, you going on dates with men that you think going to beat you up?
No. She used to that. With her on and off.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you just...
So, with this other dude, she didn't even know. With the other dude, she didn't even know him like that.
But nah, he probably had... He probably had the same character as the on and off dude she with. Because, you know, she know a good man that ain't... Women can look at a man and be like, oh, this nigga don't put his hands on
me. I think she really would just didn't know. Like, if she would just head out the door, would he be the type of dude to just run after her, chase her out, say, hey, what the fuck you going to do? So... That's how I think. She just, because it's
a certain type of dude she attracted to. It's a certain type of dude she attracted to.
How do we know?
And a bad dude.
How do we know?
When she texted and thought he was going to beat him up, beat her up? Come on.
Yes.
That's a certain type of dude she attracted to, dog.
Now, that part I disagree with, Kenny.
What?
I think women just think men are violent in general.
No. A woman can look at me and I'll be like, oh, this nigga ain't going to beat me up. Put his hands on me.
She said.
And she can look at somebody like Blueface and be like, oh, yes, he would put his hands on me.
Not necessarily.
Come on, dog. There's women that you can look at and be like, oh, she a go lava. And there's other women you can look at and be like, oh, she's hospitable. I can take it. Hospitable. I could take her to the family reunion.
But hey.
I gotta take her to the band reunion. Hey, it's characters. Come on, man.
Yeah, but sometimes the packages be wrapped up. It'd be a little different.
We're not going for the one-offs, bro. We talking for real, man.
It's not a one-off. As a collective.
Let's ask somebody. Okay, let's ask somebody else besides.
Put
us
in the chat. Am I lying?
No, we got two other guys here.
No, but I'm asking.
We got two other men here.
I'm asking everybody.
Matt.
I'm asking everybody. As a collective.
Ain't nobody else in there but us.
Do women think that men are violent creatures?
That's not what I'm saying, bro. There's a certain type of character that she goes after and she knows it.
That's true.
And that's a violent character.
Dang.
She I just, mean, I tell you what I was listening to as she was talking. I was listening to the excitement in her voice when she was talking about the guy coming to pick her up, her ex coming to pick
her
up.
Yeah, she got thrills.
She kept saying, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, my nigga came to get me. But it's not your nigga, that's why you on a date. So again, I'm going to have to agree with Kenny on that. I think her specifically is attracted to a certain type of guy. Now, you know, you asking a general question, do women think men about it? Sure, but also I think that certain women kind of gravitate to, especially young. She seems very young. She seems very immature. She seems very, you know what I'm saying, like city girlish or whatever the case may be. And for her to pull something off like that, I think that just confirms that. So I think she does have a type. But the audacity to do that to a dude, you see what I'm saying? But again, we done made jokes about it in the past, man, with all juice not created equal, bro. And that's cool, but stop wasting men's time. And just like our boy said at the end of the video, these same women get on these platforms, get on Twitter, get on Instagram, after they got their heart broke, after they got pregnant, two kids by this dude who was beating her ass or whatever, they go, she's scared gonna beat her ass.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, that was fun. And now that I'm two kids in, being an independent, strong woman, now all these men ain't nothing. No, you was on a date with a good guy, but you chose toxicity. So we got to lean into that decision. But to answer the question, I think she gravitates to that type of guy.
I'm not saying that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is she did have a valid point. If she were the ghost, she don't know what this man is capable of if she were just up
everybody
and
leave. Everybody got that. That's just all. Just like if you was the ghost of a girl, you don't know if she going to come out there and say, nigga, you going to leave me and bust your ties right there, bust your window. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But look though. I think we're getting too caught up on the ghost part. We saying that like that's a necessity. It's not.
Hell no.
She could have said, hey, yes. I got an emergency.
Absolutely.
You know, mama just called me, whatever the case may be. I got to go. She could have came up with anything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But for her to go to the bathroom and then sneak out the back door to go be with an ex, that speaks to the maturity. She didn't have to ghost him. She could have been an adult.
That is said, very, look, that part is very
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? And she ain't got to tell him what she's going to do, but just tell him, hey, you know, this is a nice day.
I'm sorry, boom, I got to go.
I got to go.
Shit, you just, yeah.
And most men is not going to be abusive in that situation. So, again, it swings back to the pendulum.
You know why she didn't say that, though? You know why? Because dude would have walked up to the car. He'd have walked out. So she chose to sneak out. Cause you know when you on a date and somebody got to run off or some shit like that, you walk them to the car.
Right. I mean, as a grown man, hey, I'm make sure you get to where you got to go. Ain't nobody trying to pick you up or nothing savvy or something like that.
But so she went to the restaurant and snuck out. That's some bullshit.
I'm sorry.
I got emergency, I got to go. You ain't walking out. You just gonna say okay, bye.
Yes.
Wow.
If she just high ghosted me.
No, that's not. Otis, are you listening?
Oh my
God. Putting this situation on top of it.
I'm talking about she at the table with you and say, hey, she looking at her phone, then she look up and say, hey, I got an emergency, I got to ride out. You gonna get up and walk her out.
To the door.
But look.
To the door.
The thing is this, bro.
Hope everything okay.
It didn't have to go that way. Like, if you are finessing, you could say, hey, look, I'm gonna call an Uber. I don't give a damn if you gotta call the Uber to the dude's house. If he outside and you wanna leave to go be with him, say, hey, look, I'm on a date, I'm gonna just meet you at the house. But I'm not gonna ghost the person I'm on a date with no explanation. That's just childish. There's a bunch of different ways that you could have played it. You could have called the Uber and cool, come walk me to the Uber. And you had your dude in the parking lot. Hey, I'm gonna just get in the Uber, but just follow the Uber to the crib. You could have played that many different ways, but she's not mature, bro. She found that shit exciting. No, he outside. He telling me to come outside right now. That's the nigga that she really want to be with. But the difference is he don't want her ass full time. I'm dealing with you when it's convenient for me, and she's happy with that little bit of time that she's getting, so much so that she'll break a dude who actually trying to be there for her. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of women do. And that's what's so frustrating about it, because when we sit on these stages and I get to telling this truth like that, the women are always like, I don't know who y'all talking about. That women ain't doing that. Clearly they are.
And when he said somebody cosigned.
Yeah, her friends cosigned her right now.
Yes.
I did that too.
They stamped her when she should have checked her. Like, girl, what are you doing? That's not smart. That's immature. Da, 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 da. But like we said, a lot of women's friends are nothing more than cheerleaders. They are not good friends. Because if that's us, we would be coming up with scenarios the same way we talking about. Man, bro, you could have finessed that a little better. You could have got the Uber. You could something, bro.
Because that's all
you,
game.
You moving wrong.
That's all game.
The bitch in there giggling. Oh, okay, you did it. He came to pick you up, girl.
ghosting after a date, cool. But in the middle, that's wild.
That's why I say that's wild.
And then go picked up by a side nigga who don't even want her.
Yeah, I can bet. I bet she ate before you. About she. Before she
know she ate.
Bozo.
Of course.
Come on, man.
Hey.
And I got a couple drinks.
She owe $50, fam.
Shit, that bill was more than $50.
Oh, she owe a swirl.
Y'all niggas don't know about Block 40, man. Y'all don't know about that breakfast. Man. 2 months of the swirl, y'all. I got McDonald's receipts, Wendy's receipts. The judge ordered it too. That's just, ma'am, you do owe him. 2 pumps and a swirl, man. But look, man, prayers to all parties. No, fellas, also, these type of women are not that goddamn hard to spot. Mm-mm. We got to start doing a better job of analyzing these type of women. I listened to her for 5 seconds of talking and categorized her.
Immediately. Meet you.
And if you can't do it, and I'm not saying you got to do it that fast, because, I mean, we are, you know, we got a little more experience than most dudes got. But you need to start, like, really analyzing these type of women. It's nothing about this woman right here that says, hey, man, we gonna go the distance. This might be wifey. It's nothing about her that says that. It says fun. It says on the late night. It says you when nothing else fell through, let me hit her up because I know she going to be available. Like, that's what I'm getting. That's the energy I'm getting from watching this. Mm-hmm. But it's guys out there who will try to marry this type
of woman. Will try to introduce to mom.
Come on, gang.
That is not mom worthy. You understand me? That is, I was 12.
See, let me see.
It's 3 in the morning.
No one.
Put your smile on my face.
That's a fact. Leave the front door unlocked.
Leave in the club. Dog. That's crazy.
That's the game. But again, prayers to all parties involved. We're going to go ahead and get in there.
Prayers to that young brother.
For sure. Advice column, we are here.
Goddamn it.
First one, man. Mike Davis, Patreon.
What's cracking, Mike? You better not be lying in this league, bro. I ain't asking. Let me know that right now.
You say, what up, crew fam? My name is Mike, so I have a question. I've noticed that a good amount of single women I've dealt with in the past that weren't ready for a relationship is now ready to find a man to settle down and have a family. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is that these women are now in their 30s or creeping up on 30. Mm-hmm. My thing is that the way the dating market is set up now, their chances of finding a good man is slim to none.
Slim to none.
That's just my honest opinion. Some of them were just focused on their career, so they never took anyone too serious. I get it. Men do the same, but I feel that women don't get a fair assessment in finding a man. Men can wait until they are damn near 50 and find a wife. Women, on the other hand, can't play around like that. My question is this. Is there a such thing as it being too late for women to find a husband? And vice versa for men looking for a wife. Do you feel that there should be a certain age where women or men should become mentally ready to settle down and have a family?
Man, I would tell you like this, bro. For men, we all know this relationship is predicated on what we bring to the table. That's just what it is with us men. We know that off the rip. For women, man, look, not so much, bro. You understand me? If a man love you, bro, you don't care what you make for real. You understand me? So I see these women, they be focused on their career, which is fine and dandy. Get your paper. Hey, protect yourself. That's what I call it, protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? That way a nigga can't just run out on you and you ain't got nothing. But in the midst of that, you need to be picking up your wifely skills if that's what you want to be. You understand me? I can see if you never want no man and all that type of shit there, do your thing. But if you want to be in the wife and mother and all that type of shit there, certain sacrifices going to have to be made because your well-being and the leadership in the shit, it's not falling up on you. It's falling up on a man, no matter how much you make, no matter what you go be, all that type of shit. There, people look to your man for the answers. They don't look to you. You understand me? So for men, we could take a little bit longer. I'm not saying you can be just outrageous 50. Come on, you need to be asking some questions. You understand me? But us men, we could take a little bit longer to go get that. You know what I'm saying? Because we know we gotta get some money. We gotta put ourselves in the direction of getting to where we can lead a family without questioning all this type of shit here. A woman can just fall upon being a wife at 18, and you fall upon a wife being 18, you ain't got to lift your fingers if you do your wifely duties. So it's different. So I understand what he's saying.
Kenny, is it a timetable on it for women or and men? Or if not, what's the difference?
To get married, I don't think it's a timetable, but I think, you know, to produce a family, yeah, for women it is. For sure. And men too. I think, you know, men, our sperm count goes down as we get older too. Mm-hmm. So let's not play that. And as much drinking and stuff we do nowadays and smoking, that's killing a lot of sperm cells too nowadays. But that's another conversation for another day. But for marriage, no, I don't think it should be a timetable for that. But for to produce a family, like having kids and leaving a lineage behind you, yes, there is a shorter timetable for women. That's just facts and mm-hmm. science, you know. But for family-wise, no, I think, you know, some people find love when they find love. I think most women are ready to get married whenever the man that they really want is willing to get married.
Right.
I don't think there's really a one. There's off. There's, you know, there's some people, what do you call it, one-offs, mm-hmm. that are chasing their career for sure. But I think most women in most aspects are like, hey, if this man, the man that they're chasing right now, says, hey, he wants to get married, they're going to get married.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
They're not just saying, oh, you know what? I'm just chasing. Nah, I think most women are saying, hey, if this the right man comes and say, I want to get married, they're going to get married. That's just my opinion on it. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, for, I mean, I think it's the timeline for both. I think I gave my ideal age. I think about 27, 26 is when we should start really considering marriage and really settling down. I think you done lived enough life by then to where you know yourself, or you should. If you don't by that age, then you've been living life all wrong. And you got bigger problems than getting married. But by 26, 27, we done lived enough life. We done graduated school. We done, you know, served the military or whatever. We done been working a job, got a certification. We done built up enough tenure to be able to take care of ourselves at a comfortable level, or at least somewhat. And at that point, I feel like that opens the door for us to be able to entertain a relationship with the time, effort, and energy that we need to. And then that's when you should ideally do it. But unfortunately, I think social media kind of lengthens that timetable because it creates option fatigue, meaning that it's so many different people available to me that I don't know if I'm making the right decision. If you sit somebody down and you get them four answer choices, it's a higher possibility of them being able to choose quickly than if they had 20 different options. And that's what I mean by option fatigue. So that's kind of prolonging it. And nobody want to be wrong, going back to what we said earlier, right? You pick the wrong person that could change your trajectory. So I don't want to be wrong. So I'm a stall. I'm a hesitate. I'm try to date all these people. I'm going to try to whatever. But you end up messing yourself up in the process of that. But all of those things factor into it. But if I had to give an ideal age when people should be, by 26, 27. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. That's about the perfect age. Mm-hmm. And there is a cap. Going back to everybody said, I kind of just be echoing all that stuff. But also I feel that we do need a little more practice, especially women, as far as, I'll say both. I want you just women. I don't think y'all just bashing on y'all. Mm-hmm. But it's just what I see, because as men, just growing up, we were kind of taught how to take care of our woman and treat our woman and things like that in the household. So I just think women kind of just need more, just a little more experience, game time, whatever it is, because you can't just flip the switch and be like, okay, I'm going to be a wife. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how to do all these things. So yeah, just a little experience in that some kind of way, whether you're reading books or talking with people or just studying people that's around you that's married. And then also another thing that's important too is marrying into the right family, because that also, along with the kid stuff, marrying into the right family, like that's just as important. Because yeah. You marry somebody that's way beneath you, that can fuck everything up. What's up?
I don't know about that.
Marrying somebody that's way beneath you?
No. You're talking about marrying the family.
But you are.
Yeah, because
that's what you're doing.
You attached to them. It ain't just your wife. Now, if you just, you know, there, but yes, Smooth. That could mess a lot of stuff up, because that side of the family could be pulling on your wife. Like, they could be taken from her, or
who's leading this?
It's you, but still, you can't help it. You can't help certain things that happen.
Yes, I can. It's either me or them.
You can't help everything.
It's either me or them.
But some shit you just have no control over.
And some niggas just don't feel like putting up that fight. I'm going to just be honest. And me being one of them. I'm going to just keep a G with you. If I got to do reprogramming to your ass at 27, I'm going to move on to somebody who's a little more equipped for me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so I think that's what it is. Because when people lead a family, like that's who programs you to be who you are. Don't get me wrong. There's some exceptions who are just drastically different from their circumstances and their upbringing. But that's not common. We plan on likelihood. And if I date you and your family dynamics is fucked up,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood of me staying there and trying to continue and fight and reprogram your ass is very low. I'm going to move on. So that, I think 27, that's what I'm talking
to. Get out of here.
You know what I mean? But Yeah, that's it. Because when you marry somebody, that's what you married into, bro. It's fucked up. But you, they parents may not like your ass, and now it's friction, and it's all kind of.
Went through all that.
Mm-mm. I'm cool on that. I don't want no parts of that.
When I was young, I was like, fuck.
I feel you.
Fuck about none of that. You with who? But it's how we ride. And she was with it. Because I tell people all the time, you can't have no family with your family, man. With your mom and your dad, you can't have no family. And of course, that'll always be your mom and dad. Do your thing. If something happened to them, to go to, by all means, get everything done. But you can't have no family with them, bro. You understand me? And odds is your parents going to die before you. That's just what it is. So your parents ain't going to be at your bedside. That's just what it's going to be, bro. If everything play out how it's supposed to play out, the cycle of life, your parents can't be there. You can only be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And on top of that, you have to leave your parents' crib and all that type of shit. You have to fall under some type of order, some type of covenant, all this type of things. Your family is, well, your parents is not more important than that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was looking at y'all crazy with that. Like,
but hear me out.
Technically, I don't marry y'all motherfuckers. Cause if that's I don't want to fuck with y'all and my lady riding with me for real, like she's supposed to be, we not going to fuck with y'all. Same thing with me. If you understand me, my lady ain't fucking with my mom. She like, look, I don't want my son. I don't want none of that shit. That shit dead. I may not agree with it, but you understand me? This our shit. You understand me? So shit, if she riding with that way, shit, fuck it. We going.
See, I think that's where the issue at. If she riding, and I think likelihood most people is heavily influenced by their family, regardless how toxic it is. Even if, and don't get me wrong, programming is one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but a lot of people don't want to come in there and have to juggle, or they have a hard time. Especially men. It's like we talking about a lot of people growing up in one parent households and shit like that. What happened? Oh, to where they got a unhealthy attachment to their parents. So now when I'm in this relationship with you, and let's say that I don't like your mama, I don't like your daddy,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm putting undue pressure on your ass to choose out of us. You see what I'm saying? Like, me, I don't want to get nobody that I... It's cool. I'm not going to get in the way of the dynamics y'all got up. Y'all love your mom, love your family, all that, all you want. I'm out. I'm going to be with somebody that I'm compatible with the family. I don't got to... You know what I'm saying? Putting no flags in the sand, and you gonna choose me or them, or it ain't gonna. Nah,
hey, somebody gotta change the bloodline.
I'm over with
it. Somebody gotta change the bloodline.
So, for example, Smooth. For example,
Real quick, before you say that though.
If the whole family living in hell,
mm-hmm.
and you get you a good man or woman, whichever one come in to mm-hmm. change the bloodline.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, you gotta. Bro, I told my brother this and he cried, bro. Like, real shit, bro. Y'all know how gangster my brother is. Mm-hmm. You understand me? My brother cried because I said, hey, bro, if I gotta leave y'all niggas to make sure my side make it and never have to live like we grew up in, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm the only one gonna stay standing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Because I'm not going back to sleeping on floors. I'm not going back to walking. We ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? I want my whole bloodline to live in lavish houses, lavish neighborhoods, drive lavish cars, like just live a cool, comfortable life.
Right.
You understand me? So if that take me cutting off this side to make sure my bloodline lives in mm-hmm. this, fuck it. Let's go.
Right.
I'm willing to die right there. I ain't tripping. But a lot of people not willing to do
that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather have their whole family starving.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Instead of just you take one generation, change your bloodline, now nobody else got to start from your bloodline.
Right.
You understand me? But a lot of people would rather choose the other side than prosperity, bro, because choosing prosperity in that type of way is really hard. That's a tough decision, bro, because it's people that you love and you want to see do well and all. But once they stuck in their mindset, man, you can't change that.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. if they feel like they your OG or they your parent and all this type of things, and I taught you and all that. Well, your way ain't working, baby. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. and I'm above this.
But that's why I'm saying it's important, because yes, a lot of people not gonna take the route of I got to cut everybody off because they love so many of them. You know, especially y'all have kids. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta what if the uncle want to spend time with his nephew, or yeah, she like my brother want to see the kids, da, da, da. But you know the brother been in and out of jail selling drugs, or like to take money from the family, or just, you know what I'm saying, you got different types of family members like that. And that's what I'm saying, that's why it's important who you marry into, because there's so many different variables. Especially that person got a bunch of siblings, and they just or they just got a big family and that whole family messed up. You're like, do you stay there, or like you said, do you just cut everybody off and do what you got to do? But a lot of people not, because this is love. This is Big Mama. This is Pawpaw. This is such and such. Like, they just have that family unit, and they just love no matter what. And that's hard for somebody on the outside to come in and just take just them away and say, this is how we run and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you got to cut your most of your family off. Like, that's hard for people.
Yeah.
Take all the way off?
Yeah, just gonna pull it off, man. This is a Black Studio production, man.
That's why I was laughing. It was that
Doc Crew season.
Straight up. All right, last one of the day, man. This is from Kim, Patreon. All right. She says, hey, y'all, so my name is Kim, and yes, you can say my real name. But for context, I'm 23 years old. I'll be 24 this year. I live in a medium-sized city. I was raised by both parents. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest of eight, mm-hmm. Some being half-siblings from previous relationships. I'm pretty responsible for my age. I'm attractive. I'm disciplined, diet, exercise, savings, and I do have my bachelor's in psychology. I work a 9-to-5 and pay for all my bills, but I don't pay rent, utilities, because I live at home with my parents. I have two questions. Because I'm struggling with my financial situation. I'm trying to decide whether I want to go to law school in the fall. I was accepted to law school in a different state. So I could go there 3 years and then take the bar and become a lawyer. Or I could figure out a different master's program. I could do that. A master's program that I could do. That would be like a year program. And I can get a lot of money and be comfortable in my career by 25. I'm tired of not having all the finances I feel like I should have. I really want to be like a 70K to 100K girly, even though 70K is okay with me right now, and then moving up towards 100K. I know some of my friends are making 70K right now because they're like accountants and things like that, and I'm just not there, and I would like to be. I want a job that's flexible, pays me at least $100,000, you know, like down the road, and something that I can do now. But I can also do with my family and kids because I do want to be married, and I do want to be a mother one day. I don't mind living with my parents, but I just feel like I'm getting to the point where I need to be on my own. And, you know, I watch the podcast, and you always give men advice about, like, focus on themselves and growing financially and being financially stable before getting into a relationship. And I feel that same responsibility as a woman. I feel like I'm in a pretty good place, and I've got myself together. Things I don't have together, I'm working towards. But my second struggle is that I want a man. I want a good, fine man. And I believe that I can get both. I believe that it's out there. I just don't understand why I don't have it. It's frustrating to me because I feel like I'm everything I need to be. That makes sense. Like, I'm not perfect. I definitely have some things I need to work on, but I'm working on those things and I'm aware of them. So any advice you guys could give for, like, my career path and my dating situation, I would really appreciate. P.S. I love the pod and everything y'all are doing. One, my financial struggle is I'm trying to decide whether I want to go to law school in the fall. Or if I should get my master's or doctorate in something that I can finish school faster and get out of my parents' crib so I can make more money. I don't mind living with them, and they like having me there. I just feel like I need to do better. And the number two, my relationship struggles. These men are either trash, don't want me, or I don't want them. What advice would y'all give?
Stop on the side watching. Jeez. I heard you say you watch your friends making this bread. Stop other side watching. You get what I'm saying? Obviously, one of them you love, as far as like the law school, or she said programming or some shit like that.
Yeah, she.
But
yeah,
she just got it. She got accepted into law school, so that's what she want to do. Right. That's what she really want to do.
Would do that.
You get what I'm saying, bro? Go do what your mind and your spirit was telling you to do, and then you start the other side watching. You like, shit, I want to make some money like my friends.
What I just talked about,
motherfucker. Keep playing your play.
Right here,
long game. Otis was just saying that. Hey, don't worry about your friends. Hey, your friends getting to it right now, but you may have a bigger play. You go get this law degree. Damn, you might make partner somewhere. Now you $1 million. You worry about 70 grand. You may miss $1 million. You get what I'm saying, me? You may be the pillar to your family. But you worried about 70 grand. You get what I'm saying? Now, as far as you dating somebody, shit, hey, that's going to come, man. That's going to come. Just put yourself on the market and go, you know what I'm saying? And just date. You know what I'm saying? That's going to come, man. That's all I can tell you about that. But that other side watching shit, you got to get out of your own way. You got a good situation right now. You know how many people would kill to be in your situation? Their parents in a good enough position where they don't ask you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just focus on school and all that.
And now they
you
got want opportunity. You to stay.
You get what I'm saying? You got an opportunity to go be a lawyer. How many lawyers in your family? You get what I'm saying? How many lawyers you know for real? Like,
bro, stop other side watching, bro. And that's that ain't just for you. That's for everybody, bro. Stop other side. Focus on your play. You get what I'm saying? You get to looking on the other side of the street, you see that goddamn Benz over there, and now you want the same Benz when your trajectory was Bentley. Mm. And you cut it short because you looking at a nigga with Benz, with a Benz, and then two blocks later, it's on flat. The fuck is wrong with you? Stop other side watching, bro. Like, you know when niggas be watching other people.
Two blocks later, exploded. Boom.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, y'all know you seen them niggas in them dunk cars and shit. The shit look good on the outside, but the shit be broken down on the side of the road.
I feel you, smooth.
You get what I'm saying? Like, stop doing that shit, bro. Focus on your play. I'm only worried about me, man. I'm only worried about me, man. Yeah, it's cool. I see you, boy. That's what I do. I see you, boy. I see you shining. But I'm focused on me, man. And whatever that trajectory is, bro, I'm focused on my long play, my long game. I don't give a fuck about what nobody got going on. All my niggas make bread. I ain't worried about my niggas' money. You get what I'm saying? Me, all I ask is, hey, y'all good with the job and all that shit? All right, cool. I ain't worried about the details and, yeah, oh, shit, I can come over there too? Nah, nigga, I'm over here. And my nigga over there, he over there, and Kenny over there, that's what we do, man. You watching your friends and you want to goddamn be like them. Man, go be like yourself, man. Your friends respect you for being yourself, man.
Facts.
God damn.
Kenny T, so she wait the 3-4 years for this law situation, or so she go get the master's program finished in a year and get up to that 100,000 she trying to get to?
I'm assuming her passion is in law, I would hope. And go with your passion, law. 3 years. Don't just go out there and just to get a degree and assume that you're going to be making big money, because, you know, the degree doesn't guarantee anything in this world nowadays.
Facts.
She said she got a scholarship too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, go get your law school degree and work on that. I mean, secondly, you need to work on your finances, because you ain't paying no bills and you still struggling financially.
What the
You need to get with your parents that's in a loving relationship and say, hey, I need help financing myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. But yeah, for sure, go chase the law school degree. That's what I would do. If I had the opportunity to do it, those 3 years are going to fly by. In those 3 years, you go in there and you do what you got to do to handle business, because you know what your 5-year goal, your 5-year plan is. To be somewhere doing something that you actually enjoy. It might not be a lot of money, because not all lawyers make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you wanted to do, something that you enjoy doing, rather than just getting a degree in something in accounting and you're like, fuck, I'm making a lot of money, but I hate this shit.
Shoot.
I get to this motherfucker and it's just the same repetitive shit over and over and again. I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing it. My bad, B.
Nah,
but you know what I'm saying?
It's traumatized me again.
It's stuff I've said plenty of times. Sometimes money ain't everything. If you got to keep on showing up to work every fucking day, you like, God damn, fuck that check. I live here. I ain't got no family.
Literally.
Like, that gets tiresome. So, yeah, I would go chase financial degree. About the men and your dating, good luck.
Damn.
That's it. And it's going to be harder when you know what I'm saying, get the law degree too.
Good luck.
So just also know that.
Good luck. Maybe you might start taking a guy serious that you don't want. Maybe they're actually a good man.
Yeah.
They just don't fit the 100% of the looks or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. You can't. Yeah, she want a man that's fine.
Stop other side watching, man. Your man is for you, bro. It ain't for your friend gratification, all that type of shit there, bro. Yo, man, long as that nigga stand up, man, come home to you, provide everything that you require him to provide, bro, that is the man for you. You understand me? But that money shit, chasing your degree and all this, go get that fucking law degree. Go get that motherfucker. That's what you should be focused on. All the rest of that shit gonna come. It's gonna be that. Hell, you may be the lawyer to save your friend's life. You don't even know it, bro. You don't know it. And you trying to sell your short, you know what I'm saying? But you trying to sell yourself short for $70,000.
Man, yeah. I swear I done seen a lot of people, man, who want that quick gratification, bro. Like, they want to be in that big-ass house, even though if I miss a check or I take a month off work, they going to take it all. My house, my car, all that. You know what I'm saying? Even dudes in the street, they starting out wondering why your ass is still selling houses. That's because every time you get the money, you go to the ball. Buy J's, buy jewelry and shit. You ain't going to never move up, gay. Like, you got to be willing to get dirty. And we done talked about that before.
for years. 2-3 years. People look at our podcast now, say, man, y'all cooking, man. Y'all doing shit, bro. All this, da 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 da. Y'all don't understand the grunt work that went into this thing. We've been at this since 2017. This ain't no overnight success.
It's still slacking.
And still facts. Slacking.
Not facts. I blame them three on that end.
I show up to work. They get too many PTO days around this motherfucker. I got unlimited PTO around here. God damn, I'm tired of this.
I gotta fix the rules around this
machine. But yeah, like this, it ain't no overnight success, dog. And anything that you get quick, you're gonna lose quick.
Yeah,
that's how it is. Especially if your heart not in it. So my advice, man, definitely, man, take that 2-3 years, get dirty, get low, let everybody else shine. Because another thing that you notice, man, the people who shining right now, it's a good chance they're not going to be shining 5 years now.
Facts.
Mm. That's just what it is. I've been there, bro. I seen it. Dudes got Benzes and J's and cars and all this thing. You like, man, I need to. Even when I was in school, that was the hardest part about being in school. I got people who work in jobs making money right now.
Yep.
And I'm in school struggling with a motherfucking refund check, eating at the dorms and all this stuff. But again, I stayed down. I stayed with it. I stayed consistent, and my time came. So it's just about being patient. As far as dating, you are not in the mental space to date. It's clear that your passions and your vision is on what you're trying to pursue career-wise. If you get involved with somebody, especially women, it's going to detour you. It's going to derail you off of that. Because a lot of women cannot compartmentalize the way men can. They get with a man, and that man becomes the center of their universe. Now they start slacking in every other aspect of life. So, no, if you are passionate about what it is that you're trying to chase, which sounds like it's the law, wait till 3-4 years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying just turn dudes away. Da, da, da. If you run across a good one and he's willing to work with you and things of that nature, then y'all rock out. But if you run across a dude who's trying to make you choose or who's trying to get in the way of what it is that you're trying to accomplish, that's not somebody that you need to be with. I don't give a damn how good he look. I don't give a damn how good he smell, how good the sex is, none of that.
How funny he is. How
funny he is, your passion is what it is. And he got to understand that. He got to be willing. And a lot of men are not. A lot of men say they are. Oh, yeah, baby, you can do what you want to do. You good, da, da, da. And they get in that relationship with you, and then you start taking a lot of time away from the relationship to go do what it is that you're pursuing. Now they got a problem. Yep. Because men want their woman available to them. Most men. So if I'm giving you advice, I'm giving you advice on likelihood. And likelihood is the man is not going to be able to handle and juggle you being away and you being that locked in to what it's going to take for you to pass that bar exam.
Yeah.
So choose the bar exam for right now, because that's where your passion is.
The only man that's going to understand that is a man that's going through exactly what you're going through.
Right.
Yep. Or something close.
Or something close. That's it.
Close.
Wrap it up. Birth control.
Facts.
Real talk. Don't destroy. Don't let nobody destroy your life, man. Mm-hmm. Get pregnant and now we talked about it. You're going to hit this part. We talked about it at the beginning of the part. What it do to you.
So, yeah. Oh, you got something for it? Get up out of there.
I'm just say, just take your time, man. Just take your time. Invest in yourself and let it play out. Let it grow. But you got to work on yourself. Just plant those seeds. Takes those 3 years. Do what you got to do. But I think the return will be more beneficial for you in the long run.
Yep.
I think about that, like the NVIDIA stock is going crazy.
Right.
Just a year ago, it was like 250. That mug hit 900 something the other day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got some of that, by the way. But I'm just like, stuff like, take your time. You got to, the long play is the best play. You know what I'm saying? So just, it's cool. You good right now. Keep working on yourself. You can have a friend or two.
Yeah,
you
know, fun, man.
You can hang out, do your thing, but like, you know, learn how men are through the process. Pick their brain. You know what I'm saying? That way when you get your person, you know how to navigate when y'all finally do meet.
Right. For real. Okay, man. On that note, we're going to go and get on up out of here, man. Salute to Patreon in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate the nation in the building, man. We appreciate all the support, man, for sure. Everybody that been, ordering merch and stuff, man. Recently, we've been having some inventory issues. But damn, saying we going to get that worked out for sure, man. The orders are coming. We ain't forgot about y'all. We probably, as soon as the product get in, we going to ship it out, baby. It's going to hit our hands and leave our hands that quick. So we appreciate y'all patience with us. Again, salute to everybody that came out last night to that nice conversation tour, man, and rock with us, passed by the tables, took pictures with us, kicked it with us, man. We appreciate all of that.
A lot of love.
Real day one fans was there, you know what I'm saying? And you know, people that we didn't collab with and all of that, man. Salute to everybody who showed us love. And, you know, again, we're going to be selling merch on every leg of this tour. So if y'all not tapped in, we get to y'all city. I think Atlanta is next. Make sure y'all, you know, meet us at the table, baby. Meet us at the table. We're going to chop it up. We're going to kick it. We're going to do it all. I think that's all I got. Y'all got something before we get up out of here?
Gucci, baby. I'm good.
All right, man. On that note, we're going to play a record, man, by Chloe. It's called FYS. We gone.
We got everybody.
Give you all the love, but can you handle it?